This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. The following is my interview with Digital Playground contract star Shay Jordan. At the time of this interview, January of 2007, Shay was fairly new to the business. At that time, I dubbed her the next big thing, and she certainly has lived up to that billing. She had a great year and is absolutely one of the most beautiful and sexually hot women in the industry. Hope you enjoy the interview. Welcome your feedback, Roger at RogerViews.com. Thank you.
Can you hear me good enough here?
I'm going to sit closer to you. I can hear you fine, but I'm going to sit closer just because
okay.
I want to.
All right.
Because it doesn't pick up very well unless I'm really close.
Okay.
Okay. I'm at Digital Playground with Yanukova, who looks much different this year.
What?
They told me it was Yanukova. Aren't you Yana?
Fuck. Yes, it's Yana. No,
you look
not.
Different, but I like it.
Thanks.
Wait, no, I didn't. Not to imply that Yana didn't look good last year. You look different.
Just look different. Yeah, I look different.
Who the hell are you, and why am I talking to you?
Okay, fine. I'm Shay Jordan.
Shay Jordan. Yes. And I know exactly why I'm talking to you.
Because
you are one of the hottest women ever.
Ever. Yay.
Ever.
That's good.
That?
I thought you were going to say in porn.
No, I'm
not. But ever. That's great.
Well, in porn is a given. So I went with ever because, you know,
ever.
I would say the hottest. But that, you know, someone's going to say, what about, you know,
yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II or something? And, you know, I forgot.
And then it never stopped. So
anyway, you are Shay Jordan.
Yes.
Not the newest Digital Playground girl.
Yep.
That's Lacey Hart and Katsumi.
Uh-huh.
But you are the newest
that
we've seen in Digital Playground movies.
Yes.
And the newest to the industry. That's true.
Yes.
So you've been in for about how long?
About 5 or 6 months now. Oh, a little less than a year, all in all.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
For those who are not lucky enough to see me. For those who are not lucky enough to see me sitting next to you,
uh-huh.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7", with no heels.
And measurements?
I'm a 34, 26, 32 maybe.
And I hear rumors that those are natural.
Yes, very. I'm all natural, everything.
All natural. Wow. And we'll take pictures later. You guys will see. This is just, it's hard to talk to her because she has a face. Here. And
I'm wearing a bra, too.
Damn it. You weren't supposed to.
I
told
should've.
Did you wear panties, though?
Yes.
That's it. Never mind.
Not under these little shorts.
Bad reviews for a year.
Ah! I'll go take them off.
Dark hair, brown eyes,
mm-hmm.
and an interesting ethnic mixed look.
Yes.
What are you?
I'm half Filipino, half German.
Nice. And in some photos, they really do your makeup up and you look really Asian. And some, you don't. So you're versatile.
Exactly. Yeah. I can look different.
Today, you're kind of in between.
Good.
It's like, is she Asian? Is
do
she Latin?
I look mixed?
Yeah.
But I'm not Latin at all.
No, but like this is the industry.
Right.
You know, they would say, oh, she can do Asian lines, Latin lines.
Right.
You know, if you tan a little, you could do a black line. And
exactly, Puerto Rican.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Okay. So you are Filipino and German.
Mm-hmm.
Nice look, by
Thank
the way.
You.
We like this. Now, how did you get into this industry?
I got into it by starting with nude modeling. I did a couple photos with some guy in San Diego. Well, at first it was supposed to just be modeling, lingerie, but you know how you guys do. not you, but porn people. You know, he was like, you know, why not do nude? You can make more money. I'm like, okay, I like my body, why not? And so it was kind of like one thing led to another, and then this other photographer introduced me to an agent, and then I started doing just solo, and then I did girl, and then I decided that if I did boy-girl, I wanted a contract. But I didn't get a contract yet when I signed up for Boy Girl. I was going to do like 5 scenes or something and then go back to Girl until I got a contract. But luckily enough, when I shot my first scene with Scott Nails, it was for Digital Playground. After that, they wanted me. Yeah.
They're pretty smart. They realized what they had.
Yeah.
So your first Boy Girl was with Scott Nails.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fairly good-sized young man.
Oh, yeah.
Was he the largest dude?
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost, every time I had sex with him, I bled.
I believe in the behind the scenes for that first movie, you commented on how big he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest one you'd seen to that point.
Yeah. I've only been with, like, younger guys and then girls, so I'm not used to, you know, adult men. And
yeah. How do you feel about much older guys?
I like them. More mature, you know? But
I don't know about that, but
well,
older.
Look more mature.
Oh, there you go. Tough to be in this business and be mature.
True.
Okay. You'd only been with a few guys or a lot of guys before porn?
Before porn, no, few.
So you were a good girl?
Yes.
A good girl who started nude modeling.
I only had sex with my boyfriends, and I had boyfriends that for like 2 years at a time. Like the least was like 9 months. I'm like really a relationship type of girl.
So you could probably count the guys on one hand, yes. And then all of a sudden here comes Scott with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Torpedo
it was
thing.
Like I was losing my virginity all over again.
But was he good?
Yeah, of course.
You came back for more, so that was good.
Exactly. I mean, I come about four times at least in my scenes.
Your scenes definitely look real. For anybody who has not been lucky enough to see you, what should they check you out in?
Shay Sexual Freak, and my Deeper is coming out. I also have Jack's Playground Asian Adventure, and there's another one. I think that's all I can name for now.
The Jack's Asian Adventure.
Oh, Control 4.
Control 4.
Control 4, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Jack's Asian Adventure was hot.
Of course, because you like Asian.
Who said that? Now, Robbie told you about this. We will have this discussion. You had done one movie, and Robbie knows that I like Asian, so he called me when the movie's coming out and asked me who my favorite Asian girls were.
Uh-huh.
And you were one of the three people that I named. which is pretty huge.
It is huge.
So
there's a lot of Asian girls in this industry. To be one of the three, that's huge.
And you've only done one scene. The other two have done... Nautica Thorne and Mika Tan were the other two, and they've done a lot of scenes.
Right.
So
that's a very big compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, Robbie sent me your photo before the press release came out and said, you need to look at it. And it's the one of you in the kind of sheer thing with the shorts pulled down.
Is it that?
Yes, it's that shot.
That
shot on my weekly radio show, that shot has been the eye candy like half the week since it's come out. And they asked me, what did she do this week? I said, it doesn't matter. Just everybody tuning in can look at the picture. Do we have to have...
Look at the picture.
Yeah,
Everybody got
just to remind everybody, go look at Shay.
Right, thank you.
Now, do you have a website yet?
Just MySpace. I don't have my own website yet, but I am working on it. But I do have a MySpace. It's Shay Jordan.
I'll have to go home and add you right away.
I do have my own, and I do talk to people, so...
Well, now I'm going to bug you. I've been text messaging all week,
I know.
You're in trouble. What else should we know about? Where do you come from?
I originally came from the Philippines. I was born there. And then I moved to Hawaii, and then from Hawaii I moved to San Diego, and then I pretty much stayed there for about 10 to 12 years. So I was raised in San Diego.
San Diego?
Yeah.
And that's where I was raised too.
Really? Where?
Yeah. North County.
Oh, okay. I live in Miramesa.
Okay.
Not too far.
I grew up in San Marcos.
Oh, a little far, but not really.
It's a little farm town.
Yeah,
back
north.
Then. Yeah. Now, do you live in San Diego still, or did you move up to the LA area?
I moved to LA. Did you say Bel Air?
L.A.
I wish I moved to
no.
Soon, not yet.
I thought all porn girls lived in Bel Air.
I wish.
you gotta earn that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay. So do you prefer Los Angeles to San Diego, or?
Where I live far away from, I'm not far, but I live a few miles away from Hollywood, all the crowd, the valley stuff, so I like where I live. It's very quiet, it's calm, and it's like in the mountains. It's like by Malibu, kind of. So it's really, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, a couple more years, you'll move over the hill into Malibu.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
You gotta do, you gotta get more like Jesse and.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta do your dues.
Yeah.
Now, this is your first show, right?
Mm-hmm, very first. I'm a virgin.
So have you been out signing autographs yet or just doing interviews?
That's today.
Okay.
Today.
So you've been doing interviews. What is the dumbest question someone's asked you so far?
I haven't had a dumb question yet.
I'll find one then.
Okay,
we'll come
one.
Up with a dumb question. But first, we'll continue with this. Now, you're going to be going out there, and you have a couple movies out, so people are going to be coming to you knowing you're Shay Jordan.
I know.
They've seen your movies.
Uh-huh.
Most of them will have jacked off to you, some of us, a dozen times since we came to Vegas. That's a different story. Wouldn't be that way if you just come to the room, damn it. But seriously, these people will have pleasured themselves with their partners or by themselves to your image many times. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great. I couldn't be happier, really. I think it's so hot. Like, I actually had a friend go out and buy my movie while we were on the phone and jack off to it while I was on the phone with him. I just think it's so hot.
It's good to be your friend. Why don't you call me then every day when I'm working? What do you think I do all day? It's my job. And you know what? For you, I'll review your movie every day.
Okay.
That'll be my morning routine.
Next time, you just I'll call
right.
you.
Now, you know this has been going on for a lot longer than you've been in porn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, guys have been You were like the hot girl in school, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I had a boyfriend, but yeah.
Were you in sports, cheerleading?
I was just... My boyfriend pretty much locked me down. He didn't want me to get with anybody else, so I stayed home. I kept to myself. I stayed with him all the time, and nobody really talked to me because of him. I didn't do anything.
Were you a good student?
I was an okay student. It's hard for me to pay attention to school. I get bored really easily. So I will either end up falling asleep or just thinking of other stuff and then end up having a whole week worth of homework in one day because I don't do anything in class.
Okay. What else can we talk about? How about a dumb question? All right,
okay,
ready for a dumb question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You could have sex with any cartoon character ever. Who would it be and why?
Ever? One of the Sailor Moon girls. Why? Because they're so freaking hot with their crazy anime and crazy hair. And I think anime is really hot, actually. I actually want to do an anime, like, of me.
That would be fun.
I would love to.
You got a pitch Digital Playground they can do, you know.
I mean, a lot of people tell me I have, like, a cartoon face because of my little baby nose. And I'm like, oh, okay, I want to do cartoon.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who would look at you and think, cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking no.
Real life is good. Yeah.
No, that's a stamp, not a tattoo.
That's from last night.
Do we have tattoos? No.
I have two little ones.
Little one. Where?
My lower back and my lower pelvic area. Yeah.
And what are they of, and what significance do they have?
The one in the back is a flower and a rose, and it has my real name. And I got it when I was 14. It was a mistake. I was drunk and I was all rebellious because I was in the Philippines. And you can do whatever the hell you want over there. So I took advantage, you know. I did that. And then my front one is a little baby scorpion, because I'm a Scorpio. And I'm proud of it. So
it's not warning people to stay out.
It's actually pretty much. It's like if you go in here, it's venom. So you might get stung. You might, you know, you might just...
I'll risk it. You only live once.
It's a good pain, though. It's a good pain.
I'm sure it is. I keep hearing you, you know. You probably keep promising, but so far, no.
It's only been 2 days.
That's true. But how can I wait any longer? I mean, geez. What else should we talk about? You haven't done that many scenes, but do you have any favorite people, guys, girls, to work with?
I love working with Scott Nails. Not just because he has a big cock, but also because he's cocky. He's not, like, all lovey-dovey all the time. And we do our scenes great because we have really good chemistry. You know, we're good friends, so it makes it more fun.
Okay. And girls?
I've only worked with two girls. I mean, Carly Montana, I like her.
Yeah.
I'm working with her. She's cool, yeah. Big old booty. but so far, that's it. I'm looking forward to working with my contractors too. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I just talked to Jesse. She said she's worked with all the contract girls except you.
Except me.
And she thinks digital is keeping the two of you apart for a reason.
Really?
I told her it's because we're all three going to do a scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen. Do you think they're holding you back, hoping that the two of you will just...
do it?
Just tear the hell out of each other one day?
You know what? If they keep doing it, we will, so maybe.
We're thinking maybe Pirates 2, they're going to unleash the two of you together. And she's going to... try and tear you up.
She's gonna tear me up because I'm not a dominant person. I like to get dominated on. I love it. I like when people just pick me up and throw me around. I like, you know, putting me in positions they want. I love it. I'm not a good dominator, but
that's gonna be a great scene then.
Yeah.
Now, are there any guys that you've seen that you'd like to work with?
Besides Scott, Mick Blue, actually.
Sitting right out there?
Yeah, just sitting right there.
Makes a great guy.
I love working with him. He's really, really, really nice, and he's really good. As in good.
Is that important to you?
It is, because I like to actually come in my scenes. Like, as you notice, I do. And if the guy's really good and I can really get into the scene, then yeah. I do like it, because if the guy's horrible, then I can't come, and then it doesn't look good. You could tell.
Okay. How about a wish list? Are there any guys you have not worked with yet, but you would, if you got to cast your next movie, pick the, you know?
I don't really know. I mean, since I'm still new, I don't know a lot of names, so I'm not sure right now.
You know, Scott pays Robbie to keep you sheltered. All right, so you'll only work with him.
Really?
Scott and Mick both pay Robbie. Oh, we're just going to put you with these guys again.
I haven't actually worked with Scott in a long time. I've been working with Mick, so...
I just don't have enough money to pay Robbie to get on the list. I keep trying. I'm trying to bribe him, you know. I just want to be one of the three guys. I'll be good.
One of them.
Does your family know what you do?
I'm sure they do, but before I even got into porn, I already stopped talking to them, so I really don't care. They're not helping me, so what can they do?
Okay.
I'm living my own life.
All right.
I'm getting things that they can never give me, so.
Now, before you got into porn, had you been with girls at all?
Yes. I had a girlfriend, actually, before I got into porn. We were together for almost a year and a half. So, and then that became very hard because of the industry, you know, of course that's going to happen. And so now we're kind of just friends, but we're still really good friends. Still live together and stuff.
Do you prefer girls or guys?
In relationships, I would prefer, you know, actually, I don't know. Now that I've been with a girl for a long time, I don't know if I could do it again. Unless we have a boyfriend too, and it's like three of us.
We talked about that the other night. I don't like the hassles that girls give you in a relationship.
No, it's just, because I'm a girl and I know what I want, and I know that if I get with a girl, it's like I'm gonna wanna give her everything, but it's just so hard, it's hard. And guys are just way more like laid back, and you don't have to worry about them as much. And
we're easier, blowjob once a week,
exactly.
And whatever you
Sometimes
want.
Sometimes you don't even have to do anything, you just touch your titties and they just jack off and they're good.
That works for me. Okay. Anything else?
You're the interviewer.
I know, but I've asked you all the standard questions. We have lots of movies to look forward to this year.
I do.
Have you done two guys at once?
No.
In your personal life?
No.
Never. Is that something you want to do?
No.
No?
No. I would love to do two girls and a guy, and then or more. More girls and a guy. I would never want to. I mean, I'm not never, but I don't like.
You don't think about having two penises at once?
I don't think it's
except Robbie and I, right?
Yeah, okay. You guys.
But on camera.
Yeah, on camera. Okay.
The two of us together are almost like one. So
okay, it's like one Scott Nails.
Right. Thanks a lot. There.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's like one Scott Nails penis
though.
And four of his body.
I've seen penis. I mean, I've seen penis.
Yeah, have you
I've
really?
I've seen Robbie's penis though. I haven't seen yours.
I heard it's about the size of this. Is that true?
I've never seen it erected.
No, erected.
Erect. I mean.
How could it not be erect around you? Mine
just,
is right now.
I mean,
I'm just sitting here.
he just showed it to me really fast, and I was like,
Good reaction, by the way. It's always good to giggle when a guy shows you his penis. No wonder Robbie has low self-esteem.
Oh, Robbie knows I love him.
Yes, he does. Well, let's see. What else? What's something that no one knows about you yet?
Probably the fact that I'm adopted. I'm adopted and that, people pretty much know everything about me. I mean,
well, there we go. That
just
was
the fact that I'm adopted.
There we go. That's a tidbit that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Lovely necklace. I'm actually looking at the necklace, I promise.
Are you sure?
I am. I'll be looking at the breasts in a minute, but yeah. I was looking at your lovely Digital Playground necklace. So, okay. Shea Jordan, new contract girl.
Yes.
You are nominated at ABN for Best Newcomer or no?
I don't know. I don't think so. I was never told.
But you were on my side. And,
yeah.
And
I lost.
No, you didn't lose. You didn't win.
I didn't win. But I lost.
Yeah,
okay, I didn't win.
But Naomi did win, and we both agree that Naomi's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I love Naomi. She's great. She's a great performer. I love watching her. When I did BTS for Digital a couple times, and she was I always watch her. She's just really great. And she's really professional. She knows what she's doing. She doesn't just come in and, you know, act the fool. She does a really good job. She's really great. And she's a really good person.
We expect to see you nominated for a lot more awards.
I know. I hope so.
And believe me, it was close. It was very close.